With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. State tourism officials say the sharp drop in business they anticipated last year did not happen. David Ozadie Scott reports.
12.6 million people visited South Dakota. State officials never imposed travel restrictions or mask mandates at the height of the pandemic. In the summer of 2020, ads encouraged people to visit South Dakota. Jim Hagan is the state secretary of tourism. He says revenue from the industry has increased nearly every year and remains an important part of the state economy.
The Fish and Parks Department, the Parks Division, has set records every single year for literally the last 10 years. 2020 was unlike anything. As we've heard, Custer State Park welcomed more than 2 million visitors for the first time ever in 2020.
Hagan says last year, the state was ranked third highest in the nation for domestic visitors. That travel was happening just as data from the Centers for Disease Control showed South Dakota's per capita death and infection rates were some of the highest in the country. Hagan says tourism did see a steep drop at the beginning of the pandemic, but that turned around only 2 months later.
People are often asking me, when did things turn around for South Dakota? When did you see the dial flip? And it really was on May 22nd, where we saw the number of arrivals into South Dakota, that huge blip. People decided we are coming to South Dakota to start a vacation.
Hagan says the biggest change came last July for Mount Rushmore's Independence Day celebrations. He expects tourism to continue to grow this year as more people are vaccinated and feel safe traveling. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Ozadie Scott.
Hundreds of acres in the Black Hills National Forest will soon get new seedlings. The goal is to erase some of the scars from a wildfire 2 decades ago. Kyle Ireland has more.
The Forest Service plans to plant more than 153,000 ponderosa pine seedlings in a large tract of Jewel Cave National Park. The Jasper Fire burned about 83,500 acres about 20 years ago. Crews plan to plant at least 10,000 seedlings each day. They'll also spread grass seed across the area by helicopter. Hot, dry conditions and plenty of fuel on the forest floor helped the Jasper Fire burn hot and spread rapidly. Jason Virtue is the fire staff officer for the Black Hills National Forest. He says the intensity of the fire makes reseeding the area extremely difficult.
In essence, it neutralizes the soil, and it may take years for trees to repopulate, to grow back, and then we have to come in and try to help that along.
Virtue also says after a fire, the vegetation and the wildlife need to recover.
The wildlife, you know, in essence, wildlife has to readjust as well. And, you know, that's, there's cover, there's areas where wildlife can hide, and a lot of that, you know, vanished over just a couple days period.
Based on the life cycle of the forest, recovery efforts from the Jasper Fire could take hundreds of years. Reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
A Canadian corporation looking to open a uranium mine in South Dakota is resuming the permit process with the state, while opponents say the project will ruin the area. PowerTech Industries, Inc. is a subsidiary of Azarga Uranium, based in British Columbia. It first began applying for permits and licensing for the project in 2013. The Rapid City Journal reported Saturday that the proposed project would use a mining process similar to fracking, in which injection wells are used to pump groundwater into the ore deposits to dissolve uranium. Pier Creek is no longer considered an impaired stream. The creek that flows through Minor, McCook, and Hanson counties had high levels of E. coli bacteria in the water. State agencies helped improve grazing management and livestock waste systems. Rocky Knipling is a watershed coordinator with the James River Water Development District. He says this project is just the beginning.
It's an issue statewide. There's lots of rivers and streams that are on the impaired list.
Knipling says E. coli usually comes from animal feces or bad septic systems. He says it's a public health issue.
Pier Creek flows into Lake Hanson, which is a fishery, a boating place for people to go enjoy on the weekends. And then it ultimately dumps into the James River, which affects more people downstream, cleaner water. That's what our goal is.
South Dakota's Department of Environment and Agriculture worked with federal and local partners on the project. Legislators established a task force last winter to evaluate public universities in the state. The task force investigated academics, infrastructure, and ancillary issues. Brian Maher is the executive director of the Board of Regents. He says the findings from the task force won't be an event, but a process.
Really isn't going to be a cut this or add that. Rather, it's going to be how do you look at the strategic plan and develop what you want to do over the next year, 3 years, 5 years as a result of the conversations.
Maher says the conversation about various programs in the universities is a complicated issue to balance. The formal recommendations from the task force are expected in the fall. An Aberdeen High School student science fair project that looks at creating a collagen protein so it could be used to make replacement ligaments has earned him a trip to an international contest. Roncalli senior Simon Bickford set out with the goal of taking a gene from a sample of DNA and eventually induce bacteria to make the protein with that gene. With enough of that protein, ligaments can be grown, which can then be used for replacements in humans. The Aberdeen American News reports that Bickford will give virtual presentations this week at the Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair. Tourist attractions in western South Dakota that appeared in the Academy Award-winning film Nomadland are seeing an increase in visitors. The Rapid City Journal reports that Reptile Gardens and Wall Drugstore are both reporting an early bump in tourist traffic. Both were in Nomadland, which won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress at the Academy Awards. Wall Drugstore Chairman Rick Husted said the roadside attraction has seen a 114% increase in sales over 2019, while year-to-date for 2020 showed a 92% increase. The State Tourism Department is also anticipating a large amount of tourists to the state because of the film's awards. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.